180 degrees.
Good morning, podcast audience, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Hey, listen, again, let's start another saga of your local 304 trial board trying to bring harm to your branch president in Columbus, Ohio. And again, I podcast this unfortunate series of events, not so much that I need empathy or sympathy from you, but I need you to understand the underhanded dealings that take place within your local, and then you can make a decision. Am I just going to pay union dues and not care what happens? Then if that's a conscious decision that you make, then make that decision. But if you're interested in the union and the politics that take place within the union, then I'm going to do my best to keep you informed. And right now, again, we have started up, I guess, round two of let's get Kenny Hodge in a position where he's no longer available or able to run for local president this upcoming election. Now I have to go back to Cincinnati to answer to the already biased in already biased trial board about my podcast and my podcast putting out negative information that harms the reputation of branch president, of a branch president. Well, I'm going to tell you something, and I say this, as I've said so many times in the past, to Dayton, Ohio. I don't work in Dayton, Ohio. I don't think I've ever set foot in Dayton, Ohio. But when your members reach outside of your office, then that should tell you that something's not 100% right in your office. And it don't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Now, because your member came to me and expressed his displeasure with what Local 304 did to him, you started to attack me. And again, you can say what you want to say, but just know I didn't go in and seek your member out. Your member sought out another platform. So because he wanted to voice his displeasure with what you did as a branch of Local 304. Now, why you take exception to me for allowing him that platform, I'll never understand. But what's more, what makes even less sense is now you've got, because you are the wife of the local president, the entire trial board waiting with bated breath to ensure that Mr. Hodge is not a part of the election process based on a frivolous claim you want to bring against me for hurting your reputation because of my podcast and because of what your members said about your branch on my podcast. Are we really serious about this? And to the local trial board, I mean, really, it is such a stretch that you try to associate a podcast with a newsletter. And you try to associate it so much that you're actually holding a trial against a branch president because of a podcast, and you're trying to call it a newsletter. Again, I don't know what else I can submit to you other than the graphic definitions that I've supplied to you as far as the literal difference between what they are. And even more, you are trying to imply that the local president of the National Postal Mailhenders Union has a right to tell me what I can and cannot say. Come on, for real? No, he's not. The local president doesn't control anybody's First Amendment rights. Now, again, we have bylaws in our union, but you got to understand, because I point out things that I see that are not correct within our union, you got to stop saying to yourself that I'm trying to malign, I'm trying to educate. And if you keep viewing it as a bad thing, again, I'm not lying on anyone. There's never been a statement I made about Local 304 that I cannot verify, excuse me. Because what I say about Local 304 is things that I've personally gone through. So I know they can be verified. So my message to the local trial board on this morning is, you already have all the evidence from me that you need. You've already found me guilty before even having a trial, so I am certain you have no intentions on changing your verdict. So that's my testimony to you. And now I'd like to address my my Facebook folks that we interact with. Hey, listen, folks. When we talk about items on our page, is it possible that maybe we can like leave out who knows the most? You know, we had a conversation the other day about an Article 25, and somebody brought up the fiscal arbitration, and then it was a big ordeal about who knew the most about fiscal. I mean, for real, the item that we were trying to discuss was Article 25, but then it became a, wow, you don't know about this or you don't know about that. Let me tell you something. I'm very well versed in all union matters. Do I learn things on this site? Well, of course. It's always good to get different perspectives, but it's not always about I know something that you don't know, because I'm a firm believer as if I know a little bit, and then you know a little bit, and then you know a little bit. See, as long as we have synergy, then we know it all. So everything on Facebook is not a battle. Sometimes it's just good to share information. Again, my management background, I look at things maybe a little different. Still in the mail handler craft, but my view may be a little different from your view because of the way I viewed it in the past. So it doesn't hurt that we talk about these things without you didn't know this or I didn't know that. Again, it's just called communication. And with respect to the fiscal arbitration, you have to remember that arbitration set the framework for the 2011-2016 contract negotiation. If you're still using fiscal arbitration as part of your grievances, then something's not totally correct, because it is my understanding that the changes outlined in fiscal are a part of our contract now. In fact, one of the reasons that you see beneath each contract article the phrase preceding article applies to MHAs. Again, fiscal's arbitration decision was very important in making sure that that's applied to our contract. So remember, the question and answer period concerning the fiscal arbitration, there's a reason there's a start date of 2011 and an end date of 2016. So if you're still referring to fiscal arbitration, I'd be interested in knowing what case you would use a fiscal arbitration ruling that ruling is not already a part of your national agreement. Now, again, I'm only asking because I enjoy learning. And that's all that is. So now, if we can't learn together, then I understand that we can't communicate together. And I'm okay with that. But again, I want to grow the union, and as you grow the union, one of the best ways of growing it is to educate the members on what it is that we do. Educate the members on how we're supposed to do what we do. So hopefully it will be exciting to members, and then members themselves will want to become officers. And hopefully they'll, you know, team up with 180 degrees as we try to take over this next election with a host of cast of new leaders, new ideas, new visions, to move Local 304 forward. Let's have a wonderful day. And as always, level fours, if you're not getting paid higher level, how about we stay off that equipment? Have a great day. And just let me clarify for those who always try to find dark clouds when the lining is so silver. When I said as far as who's using the fiscal arbitration decision, again, I'm talking about at the step one and step two levels. CAD, that's a different element. They do a little different something. So again, just so the right people get the right message, my conversation is about the local level. Have a great day.